Well, good morning, everybody. I'm so glad to see all of y'all here this morning. I love when you guys do stuff in the service because then I get all of you at one time. So, does anybody know how many days there are until Christmas? Anybody already counting down? So, Ms. Jessica Googled it, and there are only 49 days left until Christmas. So, if anybody wants to start their shopping now, it might be a good time to do it. Well, has anybody already started their Christmas wish list? Is anybody already? Yeah, So sometimes those lists can get pretty long when you see commercials of things that you want, or you see something that somebody else has that you really want, and you may start thinking about all of these things that you want and all these things that you don't have, and you may get really upset if you don't get all of those things that you want because you also forget about all the things that you already have. So in the book of Philippians, Paul talks about being content with what we have. And Paul says that there's a secret to being content, and that secret is the Lord. Because the Lord has blessed us and the Lord has made us to be exactly who we are. And so sometimes we complain because somebody gets better grades than us, or somebody's better at a sport than we are, somebody's taller than we are. I know I've complained about that before. Sometimes we complain about all kinds of things, but God made you to be exactly who you are. God gave you your hair color and your eye color and the shape of your nose and the shape of your face. God gave you your height, whether you're tall or you're a little shorter like I am. God made you to be exactly who you are. And God wants us to be content with who we are. God wants us to be satisfied with who He created us to be, because He is the God of the universe and He created everything we see, including each and every one of us. And so Paul reminds us that we can be content with who we are and with what we have. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't make a Christmas wish list. But what it means is also remembering all the things that you have and being content even if you don't get every single thing on that list. Sometimes we have to pray to ask God to help us be content. But you can be satisfied with what you have and with who you are because you are the Lord's. If you have a relationship with God and God is your friend, God is always with you and God will help you be content with who you are. After all, the God who made the universe made you to be exactly who you are. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for creating us to be exactly who you want us to be. Help us to be content with who we are. Help us to be thankful for the things we have, even when we don't have everything we want. Help us to be content. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.